if I'm allowed to say that. I'm driving back to New Orleans. That's where I live. But I'm visiting family across the country, and I noticed on a truck sticker that said Foxtrot, Juliet, Foxtrot, or whatever the call it would be. I don't remember. But Foxtrot, Juliet, Foxtrot, it's fuck Joe Biden. But they're evolving other ways to not fuck Joe Biden. They won't. I don't understand why they can't say it. But I've heard the logo Brandon, but apparently Foxtrot, Juliet, Foxtrot is also one of those things. So keep your eyes peeled for all the stupid ways we can PG say fuck Joe Biden.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS and welcome to 2022. Yay!
Yeah, let's go.
I'm very excited. Did a little bit of the Kermit the Frog celebration just now.
Yeah, I was flipping out too. Couldn't see it, but
yeah,
I was going fucking nuts.
Hey, I'm just a Kermit the Frog looking for his Miss Piggy. Cool thing to put on a dating profile if you guys are out there in the dating pool. Let me know if you do that and if you get any tang off of it.
Jesus Christ.
What? You don't think that's how they talk about it?
I'll start 2022 like this or whatever it is.
2022 sounds like my gene size after a great year of healthy choices. bit of a short guy. Gang, first ep of the new year. What do you say? Let's make this the most awesome year for YKS ever on record. Are you guys in?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We got him in. Dan, are you in?
That's not my voice. I was saying that for...
Sounded like your voice. That's what you sound like.
Dan, how about you? Are you in for making this the most funniest fucking best year of podcasting that's ever been put on wax or what?
I'm all in, DB.
Well, I think it's decided, fellas.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Vulture. Hope you're tuning in this year since you skipped the last five. Okay? Has it been five? It's not been five, right? Has it been 5 years?
Probably five.
That's not good. That's not good, gang.
Well, best not to dwell on it, however. Because we have so much to get to talk about on this episode.
We got to talk about Let's Go, Brandon. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about what we think about Let's Go, Brandon, what it means. We got to talk about, is it okay to say Let's Go, Brandon? We got to hear, what do you think Let's Go, Brandon is going to be? It looks like Foxtrot, Juliet, Bravo is one you can do. You can also do a shirt that says, I don't know. I want to say Lima, but now that you're here, I want to say Lima, but I guess it's probably Lima. Lima, Golf, Bravo. Foxtrot, Juliet, Bravo. So that's all on one shirt. So if you're decoding that, it just says fuck Joe Biden, fuck Joe Biden.
That rocks. That's so cool.
Yeah.
There was a guy in the haircutter place the other day who had a fuck Joe Biden or whatever. Let's go Brandon, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, you could just tell he was like he owned like a pool business or something.
Yeah. So basically you said, sir, I just wanted to ask you about,
I said, do you even know how freaking hard the job of president is and how he took over and took the reins from the previous guy and right. a lot of stuff going on is not his fault and he's doing a good job. You're just salty because you're a Republican and you're so dumb. You can't even realize what he's actually doing for America and making it a better place. And, he couldn't hear me. I was saying this in the car outside afterwards, but I was like, and another thing, you know, it's disrespectful to the office to say that.
That's the commander in chief right there, buddy. You ought to know better than that. You ought to respect. You ought to salute. You ought to salute. Mike clicking his heels. Salute to the commander in chief saying all this. You're in the car thinking he can't hear you, and then you look over and he's pointing a grenade launcher through your fucking window because he heard everything.
Yeah, he's just staring at me.
Some real Looney Tunes out there, Mike, and I am not talking about our friends
you know, Babs and
the whole gang.
Bugs and
the whole gang. Yeah, all the ones, whichever Looney Tune you thought was sexy is the one I was talking about. A lot of people are attracted to Looney Tunes characters. A lot of people feel sexually gratified when they...
Very common, actually. Very common. Extremely common thing.
Yes, yes. I have read some studies on it. People are suggesting that the reason for it could be that they're just really hot and sexy. So that could be one reason that people develop this urge to have sex with some of the Looney Tunes. A lot of other people think that doing it would feel good as well. So that is partially some of the reasons you might see this actually cropping up on your feeds and stuff in 2022, probably, and beyond. So it's going to be an insane year. I'm looking forward to it. 2021 was okay. You know, I was okay.
Yeah, that was fine.
That was fine. That was cool. That was cool. Hey, you know what? That was dope. Actually, that was dope.
But next year,
we're
going to take it up a notch.
We're going to go to the next level, basically, on 2022.
That's a good thing or a bad thing, we don't know. But we're going to take it to the next level.
Going to the next level with all of this shit. Everything you thought you liked in 2021.
Get ready.
It was not having sex with Looney Tunes, whatever it was.
2021 part two.
Yeah.
It's coming at you.
Think of it that way. Think of it that way, if that helps your little brain get over the hump.
Everybody loves sequels.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think, and I've said this, and I've basically become tarred and feathered in the town square for this take, and I've had tomatoes thrown at me along with other vegetables as well. I don't think
it's like, hey, free tomatoes, but then it's like there's only so many you can eat.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could can some of these, but geez,
catching them,
gulping down a whole vine ripened heirloom tomato, yum yum yum, and you know it's the season for tomatoes too, so them things are good. I don't think there are very many action movies with good action movie sequels. I don't believe there's that many. Right? And if you think about it, 2021 was pretty action packed, okay? Because you had what? Probably the Olympics. What else?
Let's see. What's some stuff that happened?
I think Furby came back.
Stuff. What's some stuff that happened?
So you had the Olympics. You had Furby that came back. You had we really felt the presence of the different types of moons in a big way. There was Bean Dad.
Was on here.
Yeah, there was Bean Dad. He was a main character. Yeah. What else?
Larry King died.
That sucks.
So that's basically 2021 in a nutshell.
It's time for a redux. Let's run it back. Let's run it back with 2022. Let's bring Larry King back and let's kill his ass all over again.
Hey,
let's bring
him back. Are you ready to die, buddy?
Maybe the devil asks you if you're ready to die. I don't know.
Why does he ask you that?
I've not done it myself. You know? But he was a good guy and a journalist.
Are you ready to die? Of course you are.
Otherwise, you wouldn't.
Not sure why I asked.
I mean, look at him. Come on. That's our friend Larry King, and we miss him.
Yeah.
And we'll be bringing him back with necromancy and other dark spiritual arts. So that's something to look forward to. And I find you've always got to have something to look forward to or else you'll go absolutely bananas, loco crazy. So that's why we are bringing Larry King back from the dead. Mike, do you have any New Year's resolutions for yourself, for the show, maybe for Dan? Do you have anything that you want to improve upon in 2022?
I think in 2022, I'm going to love more. I think I'm going to care more. I think I'm going to listen more, you know?
Yes.
I think I'm going to, I mean, definitely sleep a lot more. I think that's...
Oh, okay. Okay.
So probably I'll also plan to be an even better friend somehow. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I haven't thought of any ways because I'm already, you know, pretty much
right.
The best friend anyone could ever have.
Well, it's like getting a review at work, and they're like, well, last year you scored all 10s, but we do want to see improvement. And you're just sitting there going like, I don't know. I mean, how am I going to – and this my raise depends on this, to getting an 11 out of 10. I mean, geez, boss, I'll try, you know. And, of course, you do try your hardest at work. So it makes sense. It makes sense that you would throw that same vigor into the pursuit of the ultimate friendship. I think that's awesome, man. I look forward to those developments for you.
No, my serious ones are that I'm going to become a professional basketball player.
Okay.
I'm going to invent the world's fastest car. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lose 400 pounds. I'm going to...
I mean, there's the carrot right there, but where's the stick? So what happens if you don't do all that stuff? That's sort of what I'm thinking. Is there a way to hold you accountable for not doing all three of those things in 1 year? You know, because I feel like if you don't have the stick, then you're not going to reach for the carrot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to... One of my things is to use less sticks, or to get rid of all sticks in 2022.
Okay.
It's like, I don't want to even know that they're even a thing. You know what I mean?
Okay. You're going for a totally stickless 2022.
Just give me the carrot, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Okay. Mike's on his carrot-ish. I heard that. That is cool, man. That is very, very cool.
Another one is to find $1 million.
Okay.
But okay, now you go.
I don't have any.
Oh, okay.
I felt like I basically A-plused 100% in 2021.
Now you're just going to sit back.
Yep. And now I'm going to coast, baby. Yeah, sure. Maybe I'll coast down to a B++. But that sure is a whole hell of a lot better than most of these jokers out there. And I don't even have to think about it. I'm on autopilot. You know what I mean?
There's no way you're doing that well. There's no way.
No, he can't be doing that well.
I won't accept it.
Imagine if I was. What would that even look like? No way to know. It'll never happen. I will probably try to get a new pair of shoes.
Oh, not bad.
Hey, we'll see, man. Fingers crossed. You know, if God wants it to happen, it'll happen. And it's in his hands now for me to get a new pair of shoes for 2022. Hey, hope you heard me up there, pal.
Oh, I heard it. I'm basically everywhere.
Hey, I can get you a new pair of shoes, too. What do you want?
No, don't listen to him.
What? What if he has, like, a really cool...
No,
what if...
save your money and slowly, add, you know...
Oh, boy, Mike. Why don't we do this? Why don't we check in on an old Kickstarter for the very first time in 2022? Wow, is it going to be any different? I wonder. Nope, same thing. Let's get an update on an old Kickstarter, Mike. This one's called This Game Gets You Drunk and Smashed.
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
I like the sound of that.
Did you feel that?
What?
Did you feel that when we both said oh yeah at the same time?
Yeah.
That was kind of low-key fucking incredible. This one, gang, was from episode 162 from August of 2020. This had $1,301. It ended with over $10,500. Now, that's Australian money, so don't worry. It ain't real. But they made their goal. And this was a drinking game, party game style. You pull a card and you read it, and oh, yeah, don't forget the most important part. Glug, 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 glug.
You gotta drink.
Yeah. Drink, 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 drink. I'm there too, cheering you on, making sure you know it's time.
Is he going to drink it all? Oh, he drank all of it. Dude, that was like 16 ounces. Are you okay?
Are you okay? Drinking games. We all have our favorite ones, or I guess probably a lot of people listening do. I could care less about any of them. But here's some of the examples of drinking prompts you would have in this game. You might have all players. If you're over 30, take a small sip, you boomer. Now, I'm obviously not reaching for my cup in that circumstance. I fucking dare you to tell me I'm over 30. I'm serious. I dare you. I got my concealed carry.
Stone, maybe.
What?
Come on now.
You better wait. You just better wait till I do this two-digit times two-digit multiplication in my head, and then I'll find out if I'm mad or not. Everyone with a straw in their drink, take three real drinks without the straw. Oh, hell no. I brought a straw for a reason, man.
Yeah, that's the game. Hey, there's no. The rules.
No, know? No. I did not sign up
Do
for this.
Do what's on the fucking card. Okay, do what's right. on the fucking card.
All right.
Or don't play this game with us.
All right, man. All right, chill. hey, we cool? How about this? Do not read out loud. Pretend this card is far too embarrassing to read. Whoever grabs it from you first must drink three times. That is lying. That is a lie. You are lying to your friends. Do not expect to have them around, you know?
Yeah, is lying against God. Just real quick. Lying is strongly discouraged or forbidden.
Ooh.
Not good. Okay.
Ouch! The big man upstairs is not going to like hearing this when I
understand
give him my
report. For a game, but
hey, you know nobody loves drinking games more than me, right? Come on. I practically invented the things.
Don't stress the truth.
There's a lot of good ones on here. Open Instagram and comment a heart emoji on the first post you see or take two drinks. Although there are a lot of purses on Instagram. Trust me. Okay.
What?
Trust me. There's a lot of purses on there. You think there's not?
I mean, probably, I guess.
Quote from Mike. There's no purses on Instagram,
come on,
gang.
I didn't say.
If you know there's purses on Instagram, go ahead and send us an email. YourKickstarterSucks@gmail.com. Let Mike know you saw a purse on Instagram. Yep. Oh, how does that humble pie taste, Mike?
It's now this... good. That's the worst part.
I made it with love. What is this game? It's Aussie made stupid funny drinking game. Read a card and do what it says. Guaranteed to get everyone drunk in 20 minutes or less. I would say it's been a long time since I've been drinking the drink, but I think that's too fast to get drunk. I think you should take your time with it a little bit, right?
Yeah, I haven't been drunk in a while, man. It's just not for me anymore, you know. Too old.
Yes, you are.
Sucks.
Looking a little long in the tooth there.
I'm saying quite. My goodbyes. When I was in Buffalo, I think I got drunk the first night.
Yeah.
And then the second and third night, so I was just like, well, no thanks.
Right. It's not that good.
It's not.
Dan, the last time I saw you, you were, not to tell tales out of school, you had a bottle of Japanese whiskey you were kind of sucking on a little bit. Whatever came of that?
I had one shot and then nearly vomited. And it was like, I believe it was like 10 a.m. when we were doing that.
Say that part, Dan.
So I just felt sick and then I drank like a Sprite or some shit instead, I think. But
yeah.
Still got it.
It's still there. Hey, it looks good. But yeah, take it easy for sure.
Looks
you know,
nice in the bottle there.
Definitely Always do not have
it.
To.
He drank okay. all of it just now.
Okay. Well, we'll check back in on Dan in about 20 minutes and see if he can even stand up straight. I think that's too fast to get drunk, but I get it. You know, you want to pregame whatever before you go out. I don't know, you know, what you would be doing. I'm sure it's fun. I'll tell you what. I went to Goodwill earlier today to drop off some stuff. Basically just doing my part. No need to thank me.
Wasn't gonna.
Yeah, good. No need to. Wasn't expecting it. Was not expecting it. I did not do it for that. I did not do it for that reason. I did not do it for you to thank me.
Didn't okay. do it for clout, social clout. Don't care.
Did not do it for that at all. That is not the reason I took my shit to Goodwill. It was, of course, for the tax deduction.
It was for to help.
So I did take some stuff there. I finally parted with, this is one of the stupidest things I've held on to, Mike. I finally parted with a 30-inch monitor that I have had for probably 12 years.
Yeah.
Absolutely no reason to have had it for this long of a time, but for the fact that it's like, there was nothing wrong with it and I didn't want to use it anymore because like you know, it's old technology. The text like looks awful. It like hurts your eyes now when you look at it because it's like so fucked up compared to modern monitors. But then also it would cost like $200 to ship it anywhere because it's fucking heavy as fuck and super big, you know?
Yeah.
So I finally just took it over there. and got rid of it. And that felt good. Cleaned out the basement a little bit. And the lady taking the, you know, they wheel the cart out there for you to dump your stuff in.
Yeah.
And she had an Australian accent. Very pleasant. Sort of shocking. Right? Sort of blew me away a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it kind of catches you off guard. You're kind of tense. You tense up.
Well, the first thing I feel like is this a threat?
Fight or flight kicks
yes,
in.
Exactly right. Exactly right. She could kind of sense that I went I went up on the balls of my feet just a little bit, you know?
The hair on your back stood up.
Right,
and
right.
It's a considerable amount of hair also.
That's right. Takes a lot of effort. I have to have a protein bar on me to get that hair because it's just so much, just lifting up like a garage door. And I'm ready to, you know, I'm ready to strike. Then I realized, okay, calm down. First of all, she said hello. So that's right there. That tells you everything's going to be okay. So I dump a big tote of my kids' old clothes in there and then basically say, you know, I say, don't follow me home. I said, don't follow me because I was still kind of just the adrenaline, like you said, you know, I was still kind of pumping through my veins. But that was kind of cool. I thought, you know, hey, we got some Australian people here. That's dope. I just thought that was cool. I don't know. I thought you might want to know.
I have a weird racist view to take. You don't think Australian people can exist outside of Australia?
I do. I just met one. So obviously I know that now.
Then what was I talking about?
Oh, dear. Well, anyways, this was some crap from a long time ago. They did make their money. But if you look at the comments here, gang, looks like most people did not end up receiving it for a very long time, if at all. Many people are saying, wow, there's a customs charge. So basically what happens when you ship stuff internationally is somebody has to pay for it to be imported, right? So if you send something to, I don't know, Canada, if you send somebody that you know from a video game stream a bunch of snacks, mm-hmm. okay, and you're already
some
paying,
of the best snacks that you want to appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. So he's going to take one bite of it and go, ew, achoo, I'm allergic.
I'd rather have a, you know, Jimmy bar or something, whatever they have up there. I don't know.
I'd rather have a maple syrup. Bar.
Always eating maple syrup.
It's disgusting. And you do all this shit, and then it says, don't forget to declare what's in here so that we don't have to rip it open. So you have to say, like, well, I put like two frilly willies in there, and I put a couple of chunky munchkos, and I put a squishy bar in there. You have to, like, say this on the package so that the freaking cops, the feds, let it in. And once it gets there, they're going to call him up, and whoever it is, by the way, hypothetical example, and they're going to say, hey, we've got a 2-pound bag of Scoopy Whoopies down here. Are you going to come pay the $40 to get it picked up? And I guess he's going to have to do, I don't know. It's a fucked up process. It's crazy.
Yeah. Good way to prank him. Make him pay $40 for a bunch of junk though.
Yeah. Whoever it is. So a lot of people saying, hey, this is at the fucking post office and I don't want to go pay to get to, cause I guess, I don't know what the scam is that these people are worried about. Someone says, you have a package here addressed to you. Can you come pay the customs fees on it so we can release it? And I guess people are just like, no, I don't want whatever it is that's addressed to me. I don't know. I feel like I would go insane. Wouldn't you go crazy?
Thinking about what it could possibly be?
Yeah. Oh my God. There's a package from someone sent me something. It's at the mailbox. I just have to go pay money. It's like fucking playing the lottery. Of course I'm going to go do it. Are you out of your mind? But we do have a comment here from Kane Young who says, I have to say this game does what it says on the pack. Been steaming every time. Who knows?
Who knows?
No idea.
Means.
Yeah.
This game gets you fucked up.
Yeah.
And that's on God.
I think I'm going to go ask the lady at Goodwill what does it mean to be steamed? Standing about 10 feet away and brandishing a knife and saying, okay, don't come any closer, but can you please help me with. Anyways, that is, this game gets you drunk and smashed. That is so cool. So glad they made it. Rock on. More positivity is what we need in this world. 2022, YKS, taking it to the limit.
Leading the charge.
That was the update. On the old Kickstarter gang, we've got six more Kickstarters to talk about, and we are so excited to do it as well. But first, we're going to take a quick break and listen to these words from our sponsors. This week's episode of YKS, Mike, sponsored by, well, you know, already, you already know who it is. You heard my mouth watering before we got started. You heard that kind of watery, spitty noise coming out of my mouth, the drool. You saw the drool stains on my shirt, so you already know it's...
Some of them were already there, to be fair. But it's HelloFresh, gang.
Oh, it is, Mike. It's HelloFresh, the new year. Is a great time to focus on what's most important to you. I was doing it last year, but if you couldn't do it, that's fine. I was already doing it. Okay? I was already focusing on this stuff that's important to me. You, I guess, were...
What was I doing last year?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Whether it's saving money by ordering less takeout, check. Learning to cook, check. Or prioritizing your wellness... HelloFresh is here to help with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable as well. Now, that's nice, Mike. Two for one. You've heard of two-in-one shampoo conditioner. You use it in the shower every day. It's why your hair looks so messed up. You don't separate your ingredients. How about...
I don't have time. Don't care. I'm how flaking about... everywhere, and I don't give a shit.
HelloFresh, wow, offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, including veggie, calorie smart, family friendly, and gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. Recipes like, I don't know, hibachi sweet soy bavette steak and shrimp bring restaurant quality meals right to your kitchen. While on the other hand, Mike, their white cheddar wonder burgers make it easier than ever to skip the takeout. Hey, takeout.
Bebe. You're fired.
Oh, that's right, Mike. Now, when it comes to HelloFresh, you know, I like sitting in the kitchen and cooking it, or even standing in the kitchen and cooking it. I've made quite a few HelloFresh meals in my day, and they are stick to your ribs good, while at the same time coming in a box. And you can't beat the convenience of the box.
Both of them at the same time? You were cooking and coming in a box at the same time?
Hang on. HelloFresh, boy, it's so easy and so fast. I want you to try it out for yourself. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks16 and use code YourKickstarterSucks16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Boy, I guess HelloFresh's New Year's resolution was to give away a whole bunch of free meals to our listeners. What do you think?
I guess so, or maybe...
it says right here. I think it was. Go to HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks16 and use code YourKickstarterSucks16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, let's make 2022 a real kick-ass year. Also sponsoring this week's episode, Mike, BetterHelp. Well, it's BetterHelp and it's 2022. It's time to get down to brass tacks. What interferes with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, up until Christmas, it was not having the perfect hoodie to wear around the house. And as you can see...
Wow.
Oh,
he's looking so fresh.
Go on now. Brush your shoulders off a little bit. We got the new hoodie, gang, so everything is looking up and up, and maybe even up as well for your boy JF.
But unfortunately, you still have a stack of other problems.
Okay, well, we got the full year to tackle those. And BetterHelp is right here to pick up the slack from the people in your life who did not get you the good hoodie, okay? They're going to assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you're going to connect with that professional therapist in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. I just don't even know. I can't think of anything more convenient than this. Mike, can you think of anything more convenient than this? I doubt it.
I can think of very few things more convenient than this. This has got to be top 10, top 5 even, possibly.
Wow. Mike here with the top 10 countdown of most convenient things of 2022. We're going to save it for the end here. Best of all, gang, you don't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room.
Boo!
we're leaving uncomfortable waiting rooms behind in 2021, okay?
Yeah.
Kiss them goodbye. If you are one of those freaks who like the uncomfortable waiting rooms, 2022 is going to be a bad year for you because we have left them behind. We've moved on.
Oh, no, my uncomfortable waiting room. Don't care. It's time to let it go.
We don't care, and neither does BetterHelp, okay? Anything you share is confidential, convenient, professional, affordable. Check out the testimonials posted daily on their site. I'm refreshing every morning, seeing new testimonials popping up. Whoever is in charge of testimonials does not take a day off,
they understood
the assignment. Thank you for posting those testimonials. Gang, I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/YKS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/YKS. Finally, Mike, this week's YKS brought to you by Truebill. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you, and we hate those types of scams here at YKS, as well as all other scams. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Now, Mike's sitting over there going, what in God's name?
The blue blazes are you talking about?
Oh, Mike, you dullard. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. It's an app.
Okay.
It's like, they used to call them programs, now they're apps. I don't know when that happened, but that was the time we sort of signed our death warrant.
It's a program.
It's a program. It's an EXE file. On average, okay, and this is just on average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Now, you know how averages work. That means half of the people saved more than $720 a year with Truebill. Don't you want to be one of those halves? I sure do.
That would be sick.
That would be insanely cool. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. Holy moly. I feel like there's a big ape outside and he's fighting a big lizard. And I'm sitting here going, let him fight. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, big ape, big lizard, you know, and then there's you. So it's like a.
Yeah, we make quite a team, don't we? And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Now that's nice. You ever have a concierge, Mike?
I think that you could defeat them by just, I don't know, if you showed up and they like looked at you and threw up a lot. And said, wow, this guy is so ugly that we actually are going home.
Okay.
We actually are fine.
I think probably the lizard's throw up might be nuclear waste. So I don't know if that's necessarily.
Are these guys you came up with or something? What is this?
Now, gang, I've used Truebill before, and I'm not afraid to tell you. I'm not afraid to tell you they saved me money on my subscriptions, okay? They were in there like. They were in there like some kind of robotic lizard that is maybe like bigger than the other lizard and shinier as well. And seems to have all of the strengths and no weaknesses whatsoever. Okay. And they were in there shooting laser beams at my unwanted subscriptions. They were picking up and doing sort of like a luchador style throw on the subscriptions I totally forgot about. And they were going through the.
You ever try to cancel?
Don't good say Lord. The
oh, wait. JF, I've tried to cancel stuff before, and it's really hard sometimes.
Boy, Mike, it sounds like you could use the help of a giant robotic lizard, maybe even powered by a guy that's hooked up his brain to it somehow. I'm not sure. I've loved it. I want you to love it as well. They've got over 2 million users, and they've helped them save over $100 million. And they pooled their money together, and they bought a big yacht, and they've sailed around the globe. Not a bad way to go, actually. Matthew B. is one of the fine folks aboard the SS Truebill. He says, in a matter of seconds, I saved $660 for the year on my DirecTV bill, saved $120
Matthew
for the
Broderick. I was in Godzilla, what you're talking about. Oh, we can't say Godzilla, I think.
I think it's okay. Saved $120 for the year on my SiriusXM bill. Saved $840 a year on car insurance. Matthew B. sounds like he could afford his own yacht. Get off of the SS Truebill. How about the SS Broderick? Matthew Broderick, that is. The guy I just thought of independently. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/YKS. Go right now. Truebill.com/YKS. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/YKS. And I will be in first class on the big boat with you.
Six pack time.
Hey, welcome back. You're over here now. You were over there. Now we're all over here together. It's the six pack time, Mike. Everybody's thinking.
Real quick, I'm pressing record now.
Oh and my God.
And we are a go. That's a joke. Settle down.
You better be freaking pulling my pud.
Another prank. Yours truly.
You just got me so bad. That's almost as bad as I got Dan earlier before we got. Yeah. You remember how bad I got Dan?
Don't remember anything about that.
Dan, fess up. Fess up to how bad I got your ass earlier.
You got me good, JF.
Yeah.
I had to tuck my tail between my legs after that one.
This guy, Jesse had Dan convinced that he was his biological father. He had documents and stuff for it, and Dan fell for it hook, line, and sinker.
I mean, it all checked out. So.
Yeah, daddy, 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 you know, I love you, I love you. It's like.
He's crying. He was crying.
He was crying. Oh, anyway. Boy. Anyway, I mean, this guy's crazy.
Dan, we're going to find your real dad, bro.
Yeah, no cap. 2022. Let's get Dan a pappy. We can do it. We got six Kickstarters here for you, gang. Dan's shaking his head. He doesn't want one. Okay, he's an independent man now.
How about a mommy?
2023, my man. Let's do the first Kickstarter here, Mike. It's called Humble, Becoming More Modest, One Swipe at a Time. I think we could all agree that this is a good way to be. Humble yourself into a match where swiping left keeps users modest and swiping right leaves eagerness for more. Now, this is a dating app. You heard me talk a little bit about dating apps earlier in the show. Basically, a dating app is something on your phone, and you download it, and you try to get some pam tang.
That's right.
And I'm excited to tell you everything I know about these dating apps. For one thing, they're made by the devil. So, they're from Satan.
Let me tell you about this one, JF. Unlike other dating apps, which are inauthentic repetitions of one another, these guys offer two types of matches. When both users find one another attractive, or the polar opposite, when both parties deem each other as not interested. So you get matched either way, I guess.
Yeah, that one almost seems like you got a little too cute on what you want from a dating app. I think by this point, we've sort of got it. Like, maybe we've got everything we need from the dating app world. I know that there's, I can name three, so there's probably 4,000.
It's funny to say that other apps are inauthentic or copies of one another. And this is just, it's like Tinder or whatever with the swiping and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is what the bread and butter is, okay? Unlike other dating apps, which are, you already read this, sorry. I didn't know you scrolled down this far,
I didn't know you could read.
Bro, were you scrolling down this far the whole time?
No.
You were scrolling so hard.
Bro, did you scroll all the way down and pick something from the page and then put it in the doc for later?
That is so weird. So that weird, dude. You're acting really weird. Whoa. Oh, Lord. But I did see on here what they do. They have a thing where if you get... So it works on a regular app. You swipe one way and you like them, and you swipe another way, you don't like them, right? And you do that based on how they look. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Would I love to deposit my semen in this person? Yes, no. Left, right.
Left, right. Okay.
I want this person to put their semen inside of me? Yes, no. Left, right. Etc.
Okay. I feel like I would get... I would get so confused which way you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
You know, and plus if you're holding the phone the other way, then it gets different, right?
Oh, wait, like upside down?
Yeah. then it's confusing, right?
Yeah, then it is mega confusing because it doesn't make sense.
It's like swipe left if you're, you know, whatever. And I'm like, well, shit. You know, how do you know which way I'm holding my phone? See, none of this stuff really adds up. That's why you got to go out and pound the pavement, dude. You got to go out and you got to
look for the shit.
You got to go. You have to go look for people on the street.
Hey, I'm tired of these dating apps. Ah.
So this is a little image of, this is just someone swiping. I don't know what even this is, but you can send a message or keep swiping there. But then this other one down here, so Sarah swiped no on this person, and then it allows you to click on her again, even though she swiped no, and you can send a message to her that says, so you really don't like me? Frowny face.
Oh my God, that sucks, huh?
So I thought that if there was one benefit to this, which I don't know if there is or not, but if there was one benefit to this, it would be like, if you feel like there's no way you're moving forward with this person, you never have to encounter them or the situation ever again. It can just be like...
But this is like a good way to get like incels to yell, why the fuck didn't you think I was hot? Huh? Not your type, huh? You want like a fucking...
Yeah. That's crazy,
you want
right?
A fucking bro, huh?
Isn't that weird?
That's weird, man.
Because on the other apps, it's not like you can't go to like a folder and see everybody who said you're ugly, right?
Yeah.
But that's what this
at
service
least have the
promises.
Illusion that they're not laughing at you.
Right. Like if you see someone and you swipe on them, I'm guessing at how this works. You swipe on them and you're like, I really hope they swipe me back. But if they don't, if you never see them again, you just have to assume like, oh, maybe they just got their phone service turned off. Like that's why.
Yeah, I guess it's all in like a stack of people around you, right?
Yeah.
Or at least the Tinder one was where you would be like, you would see, and it's like random or something.
Yeah.
So there's no way. But this is like, I mean, just inviting people to like, why would you do this?
It essentially like saves their information on your device or in your profile. So you can always go back and refer to the people who are not interested in you in any way. And this seems to be the reverse of how I think this should happen. But it, like normally, unless the image of the person was just burned into your brain, you might just totally forget the people you're swiping on, right?
This cuts out the middleman, so you don't have to, if you're a psycho, you don't have to find their social media profiles or something. You can just harass them directly through the app, which is a great selling point. Why don't they put that in the literature here?
That's kind of dope. It says, when finding a match, we implemented card swiping technology, which was chosen due to being the industry standard. So that's cool. So just saying right up front, we did rip this off. Yeah,
everybody else is doing it.
Now, how much do they want for this? Pretty low amount here, $742, $1 pledged of it so far, one backer, 27 days to go. If you do back it, $10 gets you a thank you letter. Of course, postage right now is like 60 cents a letter or something. So
factor that in.
Yeah. $100 gets you a limited edition Humble t-shirt. I'm just realizing now. There is another one of these is called Bumble, right?
That's correct. Yeah. And Hinge. So it's like,
so,
you know, but that's a lot of these dating apps are copies of each other or whatever.
That's a good point. $500 gets you founder status within the app. Maybe you then have access to mess with other people's profiles and then really get in there, dig in on the harassment even more. Than just having a normal account. I can't imagine. What was that? What was that service that had like the God function, where you could like you logged in and you were like looking at everybody's everything? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What was that?
Yeah. Well, I guess it was Uber actually, wasn't it? It was Uber.
Oh yeah, it was. It was like the back door of the company build or something.
Yeah. So people could just log in and like see everybody moving around like Batman or whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know people. A lot of people got mad at him over that, but it was kind of cool. So I don't really know what the big deal was. Anyway, that's Humble becoming more modest. I don't know what that angle is. I don't know what the angle is of you should become more modest. I don't know if that's I don't know if this is like with the 20-year-old people who are like, I love going to church now. I don't know if it's one of those things, but because all the pictures on here are like models in bikinis, so I don't really know. I don't know how that goes.
Yeah, is I should it, get. should get into Catholicism for some reason.
That's crazy. Y'all got to get some video games or something. Like, you
got to do something else, you know?
You know, Madden just died, you know? But I think for a lot of people who are that age where they're like thinking about going to church or whatever, I think you should get like a PlayStation, and I think you should play Madden football and then just go through and just like play online, play with your buddies, play. You could play like the drills, go to the training and play the drills and see if you can get your spin move down and stuff like that. Like, that is so much better than reading about apostles and stuff, you know? Like, don't forget Easter is actually because of the guy. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm playing as Lamar Jackson. Let's go. This guy can freaking air it out. That's what I did anyways. Is there one called Coffee Meets Bagel? Is that a dating app? Coffee Meets Bagel?
I think so.
That's wild. Coffee Meets Bagel.
That's a shitty name for a thing.
That sucks.
Right?
Hey.
That's ass.
Hey, that sucks. Coffee Meets Bagel is a San Francisco-based dating and social networking service. Okay, first had the idea for the app in 2011. That's an extremely long time ago. Wow. What else? It was featured on Shark Tank. Okay, and they turned down Mark Cuban's offer to buy them for $30 million.
Way to go, Einstein.
Oh, boy. Oh, and then a short 4 years later, they acknowledged that an attacker had stolen a partial list of user details, specifically names and email addresses between 2017 and 2018. Outside reporting indicated that as many as 6.1 million accounts may have been affected.
Uh-oh. Way to go, Einstein.
Should have taken the Cuban deal. It says, Coffee Meets Bagel, okay, includes limiting the number of profiles users can interact with each day and offering icebreaker information for matches. Okay, these are all the exact same, aren't they? Same shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's weird. Humble. That was Humble. Mike, what do you got for us?
This one's called Watch My Car App, an on-demand security guard app. This guy says, I'm raising funds to develop my app idea concept, Watch My Car. It's a security on-demand and real-time app. So what he wants to do is, his car got broken into. So he came up with the idea of having like a bodyguard sit by your car, and you could hire them off of your phone, like Uber and stuff. All the other apps and stuff like that.
Now, one key component of any good Kickstarter like this is a very surreal, ethereal looking photo of the inventor.
This is what a member of heaven may look like. It looks like he is ascending to heaven.
It looks like an oil painting. Like, it looks like it went through an oil painting filter, just sort of like the luminous glow of Daniel here. Very strange. So this is, as you said, I mean, look, I'm not here to say it's good to get your car broken into. Far from it.
I am. I love that shit.
Okay. But I do know that there is sort of a... what do you call this? Like a minor crime panic going on in San Francisco right now?
Yeah. What's that all about, huh?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it has to do with nosy weirdos would be my first guess.
I think it has to do with these Democrat-run cities where people are afraid to crack down on crime. I think that's what it's due to, personally.
That could also be it. I don't know. I don't live there. I didn't see too much crime when we were out there. But I wasn't looking either. So,
yeah,
I don't think I did any crime, although I could have. Would I admit it on the show?
Why would you? Why would you do that?
Am I about to admit to a crime right now? So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this guy, but let's see if the video helps.
The problem. The issues related to auto theft, auto break-ins, and...
Oh, it's one of these fucking drawn videos. I hate these.
Cartoons, yeah. National
Insurance Crime Bureau. By 2019, about $6.5 billion was lost by auto thefts in America. In just San Francisco alone, out of 30,000 car break-ins in 2017... only a stargazing 481
stargazing
in arrests. So what is the solution? let us introduce the Watch My Car Auto Security
Guard. Stop keeping cool shit in your car would be one.
Where a car owner can rent a licensed security guard to watch and protect their car in real time. Watch My Car Technologies is an on-demand mobile security guard app, and its purpose is to ensure that both the owner of the vehicle and their personal property are guarded against criminals during the driver's absence. This is a reliable, practical, and innovative technology. Here's how it works.
Okay, here we go.
One, you just have to request a security guard and provide the location where you'd like your car to be secured. Step two, a security guard in nearby proximity receives your request.
Why would there be one?
Book the assignment and your service begins.
Why would there be one
Step
there?
Three, once the service is complete, the security guard receives payment, and then a transaction percentage fee is charged to the user's account for our service.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
It's that simple, JF.
Our Watch My Car app, service-based business model, will revolutionize how we protect our vehicles from simple clicks on your mobile cell phone. This app has moderate multiple market potential, including additional services, various styles, qualities, and a flexible price range.
You didn't say anything. That was nothing.
Auto security. This is truly a game changer that will potentially save.
So,
I like the cartoons.
You like the cartoons?
They're fun. They make it easier for me to follow.
You think it's going? You think the cartoons are sexy, don't you?
No. What?
Hmm. Not denying it, I noticed. So this guy wants a security guard to come sit next to your car. Wouldn't you think most of the car break-ins that we're talking about here are when people are at home and the car is parked outside their house because they have on-street parking in San Francisco?
Yeah, I guess so.
They're probably not at work, because most of the time if you're parked at work, you're probably in a parking garage. Don't you think?
And the public transportation over there is so good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it made me sick, and somebody handed me a wet bag. But yeah, that's fine. That's not really, you know, you still got the bus and stuff. So, like, I don't understand. You're not going to have someone sitting out by your car, like, 20 hours a day, are you?
You can. I guess I forget if it was like you could just sign up to be a security guard or whether you have to be accredited somehow.
Yeah, it says here, over 18, valid driver's license, smartphone, background check, possess a guard card or power to arrest certificate. No idea what that could entail, but it sounds like what you would ask of like a loss prevention officer, basically. Which, by the way, what do they do when someone comes up and tries to steal something? They go, hey, stop it. And then they should just let the person steal the thing, which is what should happen to your car probably as well. What do you want them to do?
Wow. For $385, you become a security guard.
Really?
Isn't that sick? Wait, it's $195.
Wait, no, okay. Does that...
That's
is
a
that
guard
a,
card.
Okay, do you get to carry?
I think it says, yeah, you can blow one person away per month.
Okay.
There's a cap on it.
Okay. All right. But if you go over, it's probably just a fine or something.
It's like $50. It's nothing.
All right. That's part of the job. That's just business right there. Psychos. Anyway, the WMC Security Auto LLC is only in its idea stage. No shit. And it's a bad idea as well. That's why it's on this show. Tier one of support, $10. You're going to get nothing. Tier two, you get a shirt, $20. $50, you get one shirt and a car mini flag with the slogan Stop Car Break-Ins, also known as the best way to get your car broken into.
I hate when people break into my car, bumper sticker.
A big sunshade you can put in the front of your car that says, I love keeping valuables in my vehicle. Oh, boy. $1 of $5,000, one backer. And it, it was canceled. It was canceled yesterday. The funding was canceled yesterday.
Yeah,
on this,
I saw that.
Rip in peace.
No update.
Wonder why. Very strange. All right. Well, that's Watch My Car app. Watch your own damn car. The next thing I got for you is another service-based app from a weirdo. This one's called KidSwap. And Now, that's not a good name for this, is it? Bad name for this. It's a new concept, a game changer in parenthood, meeting other parents with the same hobbies and taking turn at looking after the kids.
Oh, yeah.
This one was created by G. Maxwell out of, you know, wherever.
England, I think, maybe. Now, here's the story on this one. My partner, Aiden, and myself, Steph, came up with an idea who could be a game changer for parents. So it should be what, not who, but that's okay. Being new to parenthood following the birth of our beautiful son, Caton, we encountered a common challenge. Who can look after Caton for a night? We find it really hard to find anyone trustworthy.
Oh, won't someone look after Caton, please? Oh.
It's tough. It's tough. The cost of a babysitter can be extremely pricey, and not everyone can afford it. With KidSwap, you'll be able to meet parents with the same hobbies and interests than you in your area. Parents will be able to show their availabilities, how many children they have, if the children need special care, etc. The service will be free, as it is a swap where parents give each other a hand. It will have a check-in, check-out system, and parents will be getting incentives if they have been looking after other children for a certain amount of time.
They also just said intensives.
I know,
so but I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
I gave them the break on that one.
Not me.
Now, you can accumulate hours by looking after other kids and then exchange those with another family so they can look after your kids for you. The app will have a monthly membership if parents want to use it, and they will need to provide a police check and blue card to have their profile accepted. So, it's another Australian thing. I don't know what blue card is. Hey, write in if you know what a blue card is. YourKickstarterSucks@gmail.com. Budget is going to be the major challenge here. Because this app is about looking after other children, we want to make sure that the platform will be safe. Now, here's what I would say as a parent of children who could definitely use, you know, a night out every now and then. This is an extremely weird way to be thinking about this problem. Very, very strange.
Yeah.
I get it. Your family is not there with you. That would be an easy go-to, right? Okay, understood. Now, you don't have any friends. That one is sort of tough. You should try to branch out and develop some friendships in your community. That is a big part of growing up.
Nah.
It's going to be a big part of your child's life moving forward. If you have an infant and you're thinking, I don't want ever to meet anyone, it's going to suck. The next few years of your life are going to suck because you are going to be forced to meet people. And most of them ain't worth a damn hill of beans, people you meet out there because of your kids. But you kind of have to just do you just have to fucking put your face on when you're meeting these people. You know, you go out there, you go to the thing, and they're like, well, so what do you do? And you go,
brother, I do it all.
Yeah. How about you? I'm interested to hear what you got going on. Now,
I could talk to you.
Just trying anything to get away from talking about myself to a stranger. Now, I noticed you got some Crocs on. How are those things treating you? I've been thinking about getting a pair myself. Anything. Just digging out of the... Come on, please. You're going to have to meet people, and maybe at some point you could develop a friendship with those people who have kids, and then maybe you could figure out something with them. In the meantime, you could also just hire a professional.
Yeah, you can't really... I mean, that's one thing you can't really skimp on is you know... Having someone watch your child, you don't really want to cut corners.
Oh, babysitting sure is pricey. And all I want him to do, by the way, is to come into my home when I'm not there and be around all of my medicine and valuables. And they have to make sure my kid doesn't die for several hours on end, unsupervised. And they want like $40.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
I mean... Jeez, Louise. I mean, you got to splash some cash out on the babysitter would be my... You can't be accumulating hours in an app.
My kid's fine. He's with the guy I met at the Army surplus store. I'll swing by after work and pick him up.
That is so fucking crazy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he's fine. Yeah, he's over at some stranger's house. No, I met him on KidSwap.
Yeah.
But you don't have KidSwap?
He has a blue card. Sure.
Really brutal. Okay, $1, you get nothing there as usual. $37 US, that's 50 Australian. It's called the Swift 50. You will receive a personal note. And I don't know. Only Australia on that. So if you're out of luck elsewhere. $1,000, no more babysitter. What about a free membership for life? $1,000? And then I still have to watch other people's kids because that's how I accumulate hours on the app.
Yeah. Oh, you pay for the membership.
You pay for the membership to be onboarded, and then you have to watch other kids to get hours in the app so that you can get your kids watched for hours. Maybe one of the worst implementations of blank for Uber or Uber for blank I've ever. Just totally fucking bonkers. $0 of $168,000. One backer, 53 days to go.
Got to give it 1 point because it's not on the blockchain, though.
Okay. Yeah. So. You know what? Respect. Respect. All right, Mike. What do you got?
What do I got here? What do I got here? I got something called the Wojak Sim. It's a role-playing dating sim, JF, about Wojaks. Now, what are Wojaks? Now, what is a Wojak for someone who's not, who doesn't know?
Yeah. Dan?
What? I don't know. I have no idea.
What's a Wojak?
A Wojak is a little cartoon guy from 4chan, from what I understand.
Why'd you ask me?
All right. Huh?
Why'd you ask me about that?
I don't know. You seem like
a 4chan guy.
You seem like a 4chan guy, yeah. Okay. I thought you were a 4chan guy.
No.
But it's a little meme guy, you know? But they want to make a dating sim out of it. And it doesn't really have anything to do with... Here's the part I can't stand. It doesn't really honor the original.
It doesn't honor the intent of the meme, yeah.
Disservice to the memes.
That is so frustrating. You can, because you know somebody worked so hard to put these Wojaks out there. And to have it corrupted, I mean, it's a bit like the Matt Fury guy who put out the little cartoon.
Yeah, it is. You have taken this image of a guy who's so stupid, he has a tricycle for a head, or for a brain.
Right.
And you perverted it. You made it suck ass.
You made it about horny sex. So, hope you're happy. Hope you're proud of yourself. Because originally, this was supposed to be like a guy... And he's like, has like a beard, and he's like, they don't know that I'm a guy with a beard. And then the other people are like,
Look, do you see that guy with a beard?
You see that guy with a beard? Whatever that means, yeah. That's what it's supposed to be. And now it's all about what? Kissing? I don't think so. You go to Jowack University. Now that is an interesting way. They basically have taken the word Wojak and flipped. See. Two letters to turn it into a different word altogether. Very, very smart, creative here. You have to decide what type of student you'll be, what kind of relationships you will have, and what kind of legacy you will leave behind in the world of bustling Wojaks. Now, don't be confused here, gang. It's not a visual novel. It's not another Renpy reading simulator.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is this another one of those Renpy clones?
Dan, what is a Renpy reading simulator?
I have no clue, JF. I have no idea. Stop asking me.
Seemed like a Renpy.
I thought you were kind of like a Renpy guy.
Yeah, I'm a big Renpy guy. You got me.
It's an interactable RPG and dating simulator with choices that affect your story drastically, like fucking Skyrim or what have you.
Oh, I actually do know what this is.
Man. Oh boy. So this is a dating. Have you ever played like a dating sim?
Yes, I play them all the time. It's pretty much the only game I play.
Okay, very cool. I was going to say I've played one.
Have you played one?
Yeah, it wasn't really my bag because you have to like, because first of all, you can't like shoot nothing or nothing. It's basically just like answering questions.
There was shooting involved in the ones I was playing.
Okay, well, that's...
If
you know what I'm talking about.
Don't do that. Jesus Christ. Oh, God, he was flicking his tongue.
Ew.
Oh, he's flicking his tongue. It's so big and flat. Oh. dating sims. Now, this is person's opinion, not mine. I do not share this opinion. Dating sims have been a relatively lackluster genre in the last few years. Hello, where have
what
you
is
been?
This guy talking about?
Whoa, okay.
With all the
what?
Great Renpa games coming out. Renpa comes out every other week.
I was just playing with Dan. Dan and I were co-oping a Rempy. We were co-oping a Rempy Remmer reservation. We did a lot of. Dan was taking the lead on it. He said he knew what it was. Only a few game series ranging from Pico Sim to Persona have managed to come close to making a fun yet challenging game that gives you the freedom to play how you want while managing the many facets of life. Bojack Sim will fix this problem by removing the on-the-rails campaign that plagues many games while also completely eliminating the illusion of choice. That's awesome. Matrix. You will never be punished for wanting to play your way, and thinking outside of the box is often rewarded. Very cool.
See, I didn't get that part because I think they confused what they were saying.
That's
they,
right.
They were like the illusion. Eliminating the illusion of choice.
The illusion of choice, which means you don't have a choice. Yeah. You get to play.
Boob.
You get to play as Watson, and you might even go after Sarah. There's also Andrew. He's a part of the film club.
So again, the only resemblance is the art style, I guess, where it's just a shitty MS Paint of a guy. It takes
right.
a shit all over the fucking original meme, JF, and I just can't abide that, you know?
This sucks to me as a Wojak fan from way back in the day. This sucks to see, man.
Yeah.
This fucking blows. Fucking blows.
Fucking sucks.
Fuck this. Fuck this. $10, you get a thanks. $100, you get to be a background character in the game.
That's funny.
I mean, how you would know you're a character in the game, I don't. I mean, it's just going to be a little doodle.
They show an example of a background character in the game, I think, at the top, isn't it? I forget where it is. But it's like blurry, and it is in the background, I guess.
Oh, it's actually like blurred
stupid.
Out, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah. $1,000, you get a full character mission. That means Watson will have to interact with you in some way. And for $10,000, your character will be dateable.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you actually might end up with Watson.
That would be cool.
That would be a good way to spend about $10,000, yeah. That would be good. So you can definitely do that. No one has done it yet. $1 pledge of 12 grand, one backer, 13 days to go. Wojak Sim. This might be something I pick up for Dan, but other than that, I am probably going to pass.
Yeah.
Wojak Sim. Yeah, I don't want that. Okay. We're done with that. We're done with KidSwap. We're moving on now to Knee Holder for tablets and e-readers. Enjoy hands-free reading and watching with lounging with your favorite books or shows. Now,
we've had a lot of stupid shit on here. Every once in a while, you'll get one that's just
this blew me away for how stupid this is.
It's a strap that goes on your knee so you can hold an iPad on your knee and watch a television show.
Oh, not just an iPad, Mike. They've also got a Kindle on there. Not at the same time, of course.
Propping my fucking knee up.
So this is for people who sit in the way that a movie character would sit in a bay window.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I guess like a normal person could sit that way. In a bay
I don't
window.
Think people are not sitting like that in bay windows. No one's sitting like that.
Dan's sitting like that in a bay window right now.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Look how uncomfortable he looks. He hates it.
Yeah.
He's squirming. It hurts his booty hole. Yeah, it's no good. But what if you had iPad?
Probably be worse.
Yeah, I thought so. So it's like a little nylon strap that goes around your bent knee. And it's like it only goes down to basically the part where the doctor hits you in the knee to see if your reflexes work. So it's not very secure on the knee. And then that backs up to like a 3D printed, seemingly to me.
Case thing. Yeah, come on, bro.
Bracket.
This ain't staying on your knee. If it falls off of your knee, there's a secondary use, though, JF.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Come on.
Also, you can use it as a steering wheel holder. So you put this on your steering wheel, you strap it there with the little Velcro straps. Only advised when the car is in a parked position. Don't tell me what to do. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Pissing me off like the Wojak guy.
I'm driving down the road watching fucking The Office, busting a gut.
Yeah.
I got my fucking, I got my little seatbelt clip in. So the fucking chime doesn't go off. Barreling into a fucking semi.
I'm trying to figure out what show he's watching in this. Does it say Drago Grande?
Drago Grande heard. Here he comes.
Here he comes.
I don't know. Drago Grande.
Wait. Is that Red Notice? Is that the shitty is that Netflix movie, Red Notice?
That's cool.
Drago Grande is a character in the movie Red Notice. I didn't get all the way through it, so I don't recognize the scene he's watching on his iPhone 11 in the car, but also the straps don't even look like it's not even secure. He just like wrapped it around like,
yeah.
Ugh. Come on.
That sucks, man.
It sucks really bad. I enjoy lounging on the couch to read a Kindle or sitting in the bed, binge watching a few episodes of favorite shows on the iPad. But holding a Kindle or iPad for a while can give me stiff arms or sore elbows. I have tried a bed table and a lap stand, but they are too bulky, too heavy, and too constrained. I need something that can hold the tablet or Kindle on the knee and is lightweight. After 2 months of development and tests, here comes the knee holder for tablets and e-readers. If you gotta watch stuff in the bed, which I think you're probably not supposed to do, but you know, for sleeping purposes. But here's what I would say. You can put a TV in there, and the TV is probably going to be as cheap or cheaper than the tablet. Maybe even a lot cheaper than the tablet that you're watching stuff on. So you could probably throw yourself a 42-inch TV up on the wall there if you want and get your shows in. You can even put headphones on, listen to it over Bluetooth.
They say you shouldn't do that because there goes your sex life. You'll be too busy watching all of your sitcoms and what have you.
Too busy busting a gut to be busting a nut, Mike. That's what the, yeah. I believe that was the academic.
Don't put a TV in your bedroom.
Yeah, I think that's what the conclusion was, is that the gut nut thing. I think over 10 doctors worked together to come up with that. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I won't do it if it's going to take away from my sex life. I didn't realize that. So I will take the pledge to not watch anything in my bedroom so that I can continue to have lots of sex. But
not watching TV in 2022 or only nutting.
Only nutting. This year is shaping up to be one hell of a kick-ass year.
Going
to
be a monster.
My balls are going to be empty as hell. That's awesome.
My balls are going to be thanking me.
Yeah. 160 bucks of 25K, two backers, 10 days to go. This is really stupid to me. I have an iPad. You know, I mentioned this before.
Ooh, congrats, by the way. I didn't know.
You didn't know I had an iPad?
That's awesome.
Okay, well, I've got a second iPad.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't really use it. So, I might throw it out. No, actually... Actually, I'll show you this. I've been cleaning up over break. I've been cleaning up my house and like my drawers. No, not my underwear.
I was going to say, get your work cut out for you.
I've been cleaning out all my my desk drawers, my bedside table and stuff where I've just accumulated junk over the years. Yeah. And in there I found this. So this is original iPad Air. And you can see that there's a bunch of tape on the back of it.
That's good.
And the reason there's a bunch of tape on the back of it is because I don't know how many years ago now, my mom had a problem with the screen and she did not take it to the Apple store. She took it to like, you fuck it up. We glue it back together place. One of those places.
Yeah.
And the guy there was like in way over his head and had no idea how to fix this. Could not fix this to save his life. So, like, now, you know, you turn it on. Nah, it's off now. But anyways, it is on here, but, like, you can see, like, the individual LEDs, like, along the side of it, like, lighting up the thing. So, he didn't put the screen back on the right way. And then, so, like, I don't know if he taped it or if my mom taped it, but it's like taped on the sides with this packing tape to make sure the screen stays on. And so she gave it to me. She was like, I'm just going to get another one. I don't want to deal with this anymore. So she didn't pursue anything. She didn't like make them replace it or anything like that. I think what they did was like, I think they gave her like $20 and some headphones to go away or something, which like at the time was a huge ripoff. But this sat in the drawer forever and I was thinking like, maybe I'll fix it. Never even thought about fixing it. So now what I did was I just waited till its value went down to zero, and now I'm just going to send it to them so they can recycle it.
That's cool. That's what you got to do.
That's my plan on technology. There's
expensive these motherfuckers are. They're like $1,100 for a fucking little.
What happened, dude? They used to be, it was getting to the point where you could just like go get one, and now it's not anymore at all. I don't know. It's not even
I'll read a fucking book. I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. Come on.
But like, even the iPad Pros are like super, super expensive, right? But even like the regular iPads, they're like back up to like $600-$700, aren't they?
I guess so. I've been looking at the Pro, and it's just, there's no way. You got to go back to second or third gen if you're lucky, you know? Then it's like on eBay, it's like, read. I backed over this in my car. I haven't tested it.
Do not like seeing the word read on the eBay listing.
Well, it's an easy fix. Maybe slap some tape on it or something.
Boy, you think that, don't you? Anyways, knee holder for tablets and e-readers. That's that one, Mike. I think we've got one more, though. Come on, buddy. Can you give it to me? Sock it to me, Mike.
I got something called Bruno's Deli, JF. Bruno's Deli is a self-automated deli machine with a push of a button. You can skip the line and receive your order quick, fresh, in hand.
Ooh, I'm just a deli machine, and I got ham for nobody but you. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Whatever. You get the idea.
A bunch of meat in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deli machine. Dan is... Okay, we need to call
him. Is he on board with the parody?
I'm worried about Dan. He's actually... looks like he split a rib. It looks like he's cracked up so much. He's finally lost it. Wow.
Didn't think it would go... cracking up over here, JF.
Hey, with COVID-19 being a major event in individuals' lives today, speak for yourself, the need to social distance and keep things sanitary has never been more crucial. Many routines and processes are evolving to safeguard communities, and that's where Bruno's Deli steps in. They'll automate the sandwich process.
This is so crazy. This is like, it's like a Redbox, right? Which I guess at the time, maybe we didn't think Redbox was going to take off, and of course it did. It's huge. But this is sort of thinking like, what if Redbox was about
a big meat inside of it.
Big deli sandwich. This is so weird. Why would you do this? Where is this going to sit? In the store?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is this on the street?
Should be one on every corner, I think.
I'll put it in San Francisco. You have people breaking in, taking out whole rolls of boar's head. You kidding me?
I saw a guy steal a baguette the other day. Walking down the street with a baguette.
It's getting scary. It's actually getting out of control. The components include one refrigerated machine or vending machine, one meat slicer, one weight measurement, one mechanism to move the product to the slicing window. Got to have that. And packaging features as well. To use, the customer will simply approach the machine and select a choice of available meats or cheeses in their desired quantity or weight. The machine will then move the product to the display window where the customer can enjoy a view of the slicing and assembling process. Ooh!
Watch your little sandwich get made.
Oh, now, they're cutting.
I heard that one before. Why not have this, though? There's, you know, in Japan or whatever, they got all the vending machines you can buy, like, a women's panties from. And among other things, like little figurines, I guess. But why not have more of these goofy things?
A lot of the figurines are wearing panties also. big panty culture. Why? Yeah, I think just because there's no place for it. It's going to be bad. I think it's going to be a really, really, really bad product. I'm not that big on deli sandwiches in the first place, right? Because I mean, there truly is like a Subway on every corner. If you have to get a Subway, if you have to get a sub sandwich in the next 5 minutes, you can probably make it happen from almost anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
I don't think you necessarily need to involve the... But there's a search function on this. You're searching?
It's like the Coke Freestyle, you know? Maybe there should be one in every post office, too.
Wait a minute.
Go to the post office, you get your mail.
Hang on.
Some stamps. Get a little sandwich.
You said this is like Coke Freestyle?
Yeah, look at it, right? You mix and match all the stuff.
I think this is a good project. I will be backing it. Right now, $1 pledge of $100,000, one backer 41 days ago. It does say the person creating this, full-time EMT for the Fire Department of New York. When I am not saving NYC, I am a loving father of an incredible four-year-old daughter. Now, that's sweet.
Yeah, well, you got bodegas up there, so why are you...
Well, but that's what I'm thinking, though. New York, it's so much more densely populated. Does it... Are there... I mean, you know better than me. Is there room on the sidewalks for deli machines in New York City?
Yeah, and there should be one on every corner.
I don't know.
I just want one. I think I just want a sandwich.
You just actually just want to eat a sandwich right now is what that is.
Yeah. I think this one's fine, Jaya.
Maybe this one's okay. I don't know. I just think it's kind of crazy. Frequently asked questions, too. Number one, does your product make sandwiches? Awesome question.
That is an excellent question.
What the fuck? It says no?
Hold up.
How is the answer no to that?
Hold up. Providing visibly freshly sliced products. This isn't a sandwich machine. This is an automatic deli machine, deli slicer.
Vending machine. It doesn't make sandwich. That was the whole thing.
Okay, so they want to put it in delis so that people can skip the line at the deli. Is the deli line that long? I don't know, bro. I thought it was a sandwich machine. Now I'm fucking pissed off.
It's not a restaurant.
You got me heated, bro.
A restaurant. I thought I would have bet anything that the answer to that question was yes.
It's on site for Bruno's Deli.
He knows that we think it's a sandwich maker. That's why that's on there. I'm sure you'd love it if it were a sandwich maker, but it's not. What the fuck? I'm so thrown off by this. So this goes in the fucking deli, so you don't take the number. That's it.
That's funny,
man. That's funny. Then you got to take the cold cuts home and make it yourself.
I thought it was a sandwich machine. I'm fucking heartbroken.
I mean, if you think about it, how would it even make the sandwich, right?
I thought, because, you know, it was slicing the sandwich. I thought there was maybe a little conveyor belt or something.
Yeah, but how would it get the bread?
Yeah, you would have, you have the boar's head guy go fill it up, and you have, like, the bread guy, whoever that is, go fill it up.
I know that there's like a there is an automatic pizza maker. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah, we should have more weird shit like that.
I like weird machines and stuff like that. Maybe I was too overzealous in condemning this, but now I think that I know that it's just cold cuts. Now we're justified. I'm looking up the pizza machine thing because it was like, because it's like huge. It's like, I feel like there was one inside a gas station one time. Oh, shit. Look at this one. This is in Japan.
That's sick.
Look at this. Well, I fucking clicked on it. Okay. Now, this is like a big... I mean, this would fit on like a trailer, right? This is huge.
Yeah, it's big.
It says Pizza Self. Pizza Self. If somebody screen cap this and put it on Twitter, and you'll get a bunch of likes. Pizza Self. That's me. Tag yourself. This is me, 2021, whatever. Say whatever. It doesn't matter what you say.
Doesn't matter. Who cares?
It's just the pick. Okay, so you've got the pizza there. It's got a screen here. 980 yen. What is that, like 10 bucks?
Maybe.
He's putting in
a dollar bill.
$1. And he's got the... Okay, it's showing you the picture. But do you see the pizza being made? I need to see the pizza being made.
Yeah. I don't trust it.
I don't know what's going on back there.
But it is taking the job away from a pizza guy, right? Making pizza.
So it's kind of cool.
But at the same time, you're getting what you pay for. It's not going to be a good pizza. So I think that's the trade-off and what makes it fine. Some dumb business guy is dumping a bunch of money into it and losing it. One, that's a good plus.
That'd
Two,
be great.
It's kind of cool. Three, the pizza sucks. I guess that's kind of a negative.
I bet the pizza is fire. I think the pizza is probably good. You think it's bad?
Even if it sucks, it's the novelty that it came out of a little machine. But that's all it is. It's like novelty, right?
Oh, he's got some change back.
Unless it rocks. Unless it's the best pizza ever made.
What do you think if it's like...
It's pretty fucking good, bro.
Kind of unevenly cooked, but... What do you think it's like better than... Okay, compare it to, let's say, Totino's pizza. You think it's better than Totino's?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it is, right?
It's a little burned, though. I don't like that.
Oh, it's not cut. They don't cut
it's
it.
It's not cut.
They need to have a guy out there. They need to pay a guy to stand next to it that will cut it for you.
They cut it. They cut the pizza.
Hey, you want me to cut that?
Oh, there's a pizza cutter. A temporary... Well, that's wasteful, though, you know?
Right? Okay, well, plastic. Look, if you put that shit in America, people would be out there shoving that shit up their asses so fast. Those little pizza cutters wouldn't last a day.
They'd be putting them up their ass.
They'd be putting the pizza cutters right up their ass. Hey, free pizza cutters. You want them up your ass? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bored. I'll just do that. That's fine. Oh, bad cut on this pizza, too. He really goofed.
Yeah.
Hey, don't quit your day job, man.
My day job is cutting pizza.
Ooh, oof. Big oof.
Don't like that.
Oh, boy. Pretty cool. Wow, he's mangling this fucking thing.
He is fucking it up, you know?
You know what? Maybe there is still a world out there for the humble pizza purveyor that's not a machine, huh? I don't think they've quite figured this out yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was just me being hungry. Sorry. Bruno's Deli.
We're just watching fucking Korean street food videos on here now.
Yep. That's 2022 for you, baby. A crazy, crazy year. All right. That was the six-pack gang. We've got time for one more segment. It's called That's Where You Come In.
You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna talk to Mike and JF. You're gonna wanna call 802-359-KISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS
spot
on Instagram for grill pics.
Oh, okay, everybody. That's where you come in. We got an email
from Mark.
Mark writes, "Hi, Mike and JF. Sorry, did not say hi. I want to take that back. He just simply says Mike and JF, and that's fine."
It's kind of weird. Kind of a weird way to start out.
Weird stuff from Mark. "For Christmas, I visited some family members who live in Kroger/Publix country, and got to experience both on the same blessed Christmas Eve. Not only did the Publix have the ice that Kroger didn't have, what grocery store doesn't have ice? And not only was the Publix significantly less crowded than the Kroger, but the nice woman working the self-checkout at the Publix let me have 5 mini bottles of cranberry juice for free because they were not in the system, and she clearly just did not want to deal with it. I very much love my local Mariano's, the Kroger-owned chain in Illinois, but having this Publix experience, especially so close to the birth of our Lord, has shaken me to the core. Would the promise of increased scanning errors in your favor convince you to join the Publix bandwagon with me? And I believe, DB, please advise. Love the show, Mark." Thank you, Mark. So, I guess the thing about stores is that I will just go to whichever one is closest to me. I don't think I'm especially...
Not brand loyal, huh?
I don't think I am. But then again, if there was like a Walmart 1 minute away and a Kroger 5 minutes away, I would probably drive to the Kroger more often, I think. Because I don't enjoy the experience of being in a Walmart, you know?
Don't like it. Don't enjoy it. Not the store for me.
It's just off-putting.
It's
I don't
big,
know.
Impersonal, you know?
It's sort of like the McDonald's before they got all the makeovers, where you would go into a McDonald's and it was just like harsh. It's just like... You just felt like a bug, like skittering on the kitchen
You're
floor.
Me.
The psychic energy of the pre-makeover McDonald's and current Walmarts is really...
Walmart is attacking me with radio waves. And they are directing energy weapons to my genitals.
Dan, you're going to Walmart now, right? You're going to Walmart's?
Yeah, I'm there every day.
So what do you think about it? Do you agree that it's kind of like a harsh, unpleasant experience for the most part?
Yeah, every time I go in there, it's like it's like there's nothing ever there. It's a shithole. It sucks.
It does suck. Do you have greeters up there like we do here?
Yeah. Like the 80-year-old that sits at the front door and is like, hey, what's up?
That's a very off-putting experience as well. I don't care for that.
I like that. I stand and talk to them for a couple minutes.
I would never do that.
Well, that's the difference between you and me, JF. I'm just a nice guy.
One of many. Yeah, I like to sort of stiff arm those guys out of the way because I'm here for deals.
Can I see your receipt?
Yeah.
No, you may not.
Yeah, it's on the end of my 45. Take a look at it. I don't know, man. You know, I think Publix is good. The Publixes around here are nice. I get the feeling they're more expensive, but I don't really know if they actually are more expensive. Every time you go into Publix, you see the sign that says, hey, by the way, we're cheaper than Kroger on this, 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 and this. And I look at it and I go, well, I don't know. I didn't buy any of that stuff. How does that help me?
I don't care about that.
That ain't my thing. It is, but they're like smaller, you know, generally. But they are, you know what? They're nice. I think I've heard that maybe the people who work there like it better. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually like their jobs or if it's like a Chick-fil-A weird Mormon cult thing or if they, you know, or they have to. I don't know.
That's what's so weird about that is like you talk to an employee and they're like, have a blessed day. And it's like, do you really want me to have a blessed day?
Are you saying that because you want to?
Yeah.
Are you in distress? Do you need help right now?
Yeah, blink at me if somebody's like poking you in the back with a blade or something, you know? Anyway. I don't know. It's just weird when the employees are forced to do stuff they don't
want
to do.
Yeah. Do you want me to help you to your car with that? Do you want to do that? It doesn't seem like you want to do that. I wouldn't want to do that.
What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think I think they should have more respect. If Kroger, Publix, Walmart, whatever, have more respect for your employees. Don't make them do stuff they don't want to do, you know, and just kind of be chill. Right, Dan?
Right.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted, Dan. Thanks.
I think no matter what store you shop at, you should be shoplifting. Every once in a while. Not all the time. Just every once in a while. Just as a... say, fuck you. This is my gum. I don't even want gum.
No, you like gum.
Hello, it's me, the eccentric collector who purchased Jesse Farrar's penis toenail, and I am not going to give it back unless you answer my riddle 3. Riddle the first. How many...